Once all is revealed in the budget tonight, attention will quickly shift to the election campaign. And already there's speculation that this election lead-up will become known as the Facebook campaign. Politicians are becoming increasingly savvy in the art of social media, and rest assured they'll all exploit it to the best of their ability. Dr. Andrea Carson, a lecturer in politics and media at the University of Melbourne, says all her research indicates that this year Facebook will be the dominant forum.
Well, some of our research that we did into the 2014 Victorian election showed that for the first time, Facebook was a more popular platform to use than Twitter or personal websites. And I think the attraction with Facebook is that it's a great way for politicians to reach difficult-to-reach voters, particularly younger voters or those that are not all that engaged with the day-to-day political cycle. The other good thing about Facebook from a politician's point of view is that it has trust networks. It has a peer-to-peer network where people respond to their friends on Facebook. And if they are able to tap into that and put out their political communication, it's a way of being able to reach those hard-to-reach voters.
So how do they do that? How do they exploit Facebook in particular?
They set up pages for each particular candidate, but also for the political parties. They put out their latest policies, but they also try to find more entertaining angles, such as jumping on the back of another cause, putting forward very shareable pictures.
Quirky little videos, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that sort of thing. And we'll see more of that during the course of this eight-week campaign.
And I guess in a way they're hoping that might humanise them more in the eyes of the electorate.
Well, politicians are trying to project their character and their values and to give the public a sense of what they stand for. And Facebook is a very intimate medium that allows politicians to be able to get into people's homes and to be able to project some of those values and some of that character and create some warmth about who they are.
And what do you think of the current leaders of both parties, Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten? Have either of them demonstrated a particular aptitude for social media, but in particular Facebook use?
Well, most people will remember that Malcolm Turnbull was fond of travelling on public transport and taking selfies as he was doing that or sending out a tweet, showing that he's got a knowledge of how to use these platforms. There's no surprises there. He did work in the media before he went into politics, among his other careers. He was also the communications minister. Bill Shorten has fewer Facebook followers than Malcolm Turnbull at this point in the campaign. He has a team that is using Twitter to try and push those messages out.
Is there any evidence that increased use of Facebook and other social media does in fact diminish the significance of the traditional news media?
Well, one of the things that the research is finding is that although many more politicians are using social media platforms, they're still using it in such a way as they would analog media or in a broadcast fashion. They're not fully taking on board the full capacities that social media offers, which is many-to-many engagement where they can engage in conversations and allow citizens to participate in the discussion. And one of the reasons why they might be taking this more broadcast approach and pushing messages out rather than engaging in conversations is that politicians want to stay on message and they're also basically risk averse. If they start to engage with people they don't know, they're not quite sure how those conversations are going to turn out. And trolling is one of the reasons why they might also be a little more circumspect about engaging in conversations if they end up with an avalanche of negative commentary coming back at them and derailing their key message.
So the rewards are plentiful and are there if you nail it, but if you don't, you can really come a cropper.
Well, that's right. And people will be turned off if they feel that they're just having messages spoken or shouted at them rather than any listening practice going on, because social media allows for a richness of people to be able to engage and enter into conversation with each other. They don't want to be lectured to across social media.
So are we going to see more shaving selfies, that kind of thing?
I think watch this space. We'll see all sorts of innovation and ways of mixing political messages with entertaining ideas. The shaving selfie's been done, but I'm sure we'll see something equivalent.
Andrea Carson, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Andrea Carson, a lecturer in politics and media at the University of Melbourne.